It was supposed to be about the economy. When we joined what was to become the European Union in the early 1970s, they said it was an economic proposition. Yes, they said, it might cost us a degree of self-government, but being in this new club was going to make us more prosperous. Who still believes that anymore? Looking across the channel, who really believes that being in the European Union makes us wealthier? It means less prosperity and less freedom and less self-government. It's not just the euro crisis, although that certainly somewhat undermined the credibility of those Europhiles who 15 years ago said that we would face calamity unless we abolished the pound. It's much more than just the euro crisis. We in the West right now face some extraordinary challenges, some extraordinary economic, technological, and demographic challenges. Economically, there is a vast shift in output and production from West to East. Demographically, Europe's population is aging. Europe's population is shrinking as a percentage of the world total. The populations of sub-Saharan Africa and the Middle East and elsewhere are rising. And then technologically, it's not just black cab drivers who are going to face the challenge from Uber technology. We're going to start to see Uber-type technology doing what estate agents and bankers do, doing what doctors and designers do. Now, I'm not saying this is all bad. But the point is, it's going to have a huge impact on us, these economic, technological, and demographic challenges. If we stay in the European Union, we're going to take an enormous risk. If we stay in the European Union, we're not going to be in a position to respond to these challenges. We're not going to make the changes that we're going to have to make to meet these challenges. The European Union was created in the mid-20th century. It's a product of the 1950s mindset. It's so outdated, it can't even control its own affairs. The European Union has lost control of its money. It's lost control of migration. We need to take back control. We need to leave the European Union and bring back control to this country. If we're going to have any chance of responding to these challenges that we face, we need to make sure that public policy is decided by a government that we elect, accountable to us, able to make policy not in the imaginary interests of 500 million people, but in response to the specific interests of the people of this country. Now, since the euro crisis began, not that long ago, 2006, 2007, I think it started. Since then, the output of China has increased by about 100%. The output of India has grown by, I think, about 80, 90%. The output even of Brazil and Mexico, who've had a few bumps along the way, is up by 40%. The output of the European Union has hardly shifted at all. The only indices that have increased in the European Union in that period are those that measure debt and unemployment. We're told by the Federalists, we're told by politicians in London, yes, there's